Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, what are the grounds for a landlord to refuse for a tenant to keep a pet in a New South Wales property, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025.
So a tenant who wishes to have a pet at the rented premises must make an application for the landlord's consent. Fair call. Naturally, a tenant does not need the landlord's consent to keep an assistance animal on the premises. So that's, there's no change in that. Now, the application for a pet must be on the fair trading approved form, and it needs to be made jointly by all co-tenants that are obviously living in the property. The landlord must give a written response to the tenant using the fair trading approved form within 21 days of the application being given to the landlord or the agent. If the landlord or agent doesn't respond within those 21 days, the pet is deemed to be approved, or the pets are deemed to be approved. Remembering that a tenant can make an application of up to four pets. The response must specify whether consent is given or refused by the landlord. So there are quite a few requirements in terms of making a pet application. And that's a sort of a different topic altogether. That's the first part of it, but I wanted to look at the grounds for refusing pets because that's what I've been getting all the questions about this past week and fortnight. So the grounds for refusing, now there's a list of them. And if we look at them, there'd be too many pets, too many animals at the property. The animal is likely to cause more damage than the value of the bond. I think that's going to be quite a difficult one to put evidence together for that. The landlord resides at the premises. That means they are living in the same premises, not in a granny flat, not in a semi-detached. It is at the same premises. So you'd be looking at shared type accommodation there. The property is unsuitable for an animal, such as there's inappropriate fencing or lack of open space. I heard of this week that someone had been to a particular dog breeding association who'd said that, and they'd been given the design of a property and the grounds, and they'd said that that type of breed of dog wasn't suitable for that property. So that's a piece of evidence that could be used to refuse a pet. The last one, it's unsuitable for the animal because it would harm the animal's welfare. Again, that would probably come from an expert, that type of evidence. So you can refuse, or a landlord can refuse based on keeping the animal would break other laws, such as council laws or strata or community scheme bylaws, remembering that bylaws cannot state that no pets are allowed. And finally, that last point was the tenant does not agree to reasonable conditions for keeping a pet. And you look at that, reasonable conditions for consent, and, that it's, some animals are not to be kept inside. So, animals that aren't usually kept inside, like a chicken, that would be a condition that the animal must be kept outside. For an animal that will be kept inside, a condition requiring the tenant at the end of the tenancy to have the carpets professionally cleaned, to have the premises professionally fumigated. So no real change into what we've been doing for years there. So that's... but it's still a condition of the consent, so it needs to be on that fair trading application form. A condition other than an unreasonable condition that, relates only to the keeping of that animal at those premises, and it's reasonable in relation to the type of the animal and the type of the premises. So that would be looking at, land size, property size, all of those sorts of things. So that's what needs to be considered when you're looking at that. As property managers, you need to make sure that you are following the correct procedures for your tenants and landlords and providing them with accurate information in relation to the keeping of pets. And for salespeople, this, this is still relevant to you, because if you're selling a property to someone who wants to use the property for investment purposes, so it's going to be rented out, they may well be asking you questions about, I don't want pets in the property, how do we deal with this? You need to know that the pet application process and the grounds for refusing pets.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.